AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Justice Department says it will again go to the Supreme Court over abortion after a lower court ruling allowed the pill mifepristone to remain available but reimposed past restrictions. Donna Warder on what those are.
When the abortion drug was approved by the FDA in 2000, it could be used up to 7 weeks of pregnancy, and it also required 3 in-person office visits. In 2016, those rules were relaxed to up to 10 weeks of pregnancy, and no office visits were required.
The Florida legislature has approved a ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The proposal is supported by Governor Ron DeSantis, and he's expected to sign it into law. The Florida legislature also approved a bill that would do away with the requirement of a unanimous jury recommendation for a judge to impose a death penalty sentence. That measure seen as a reaction to the life sentence given to the man who massacred 17 people at a Parkland high school. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a law that requires anyone who wants to buy a gun in the state undergo a background check. The FBI has arrested a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman in the online leak of classified military documents. At the Pentagon, Brigadier General Pat Ryder says young troops given big responsibilities are also trained on the rules.
And you're expected to abide by those rules, regulations, and responsibility. It's called military discipline.
North Korea is boasting about what it calls the most powerful piece of its growing nuclear arsenal.
North Korea says it has tested a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile intended to target the mainland U.S. State media says its recent weapons test involved a new long-range missile powered by solid propellants. An ICBM with built-in solid propellants would be easier to move and hide and could be fired more quickly, reducing the opportunities for opponents to detect and counter the launch. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A man has been arrested in San Francisco, accused of killing Cash App founder Bob Lee. Ed Donahue has the story.
Prosecutors say Logan Barnhart grabbed an officer by the neck and torso and grabbed him into the crowd of rioters and later returned to a police line and swung a flagpole at officers. Video was shown in court. Barnhart said he didn't recognize himself. The way he was acting seemed foreign to him. Judge Rudolph Contreras says Barnhart ran to the fight, and everybody who directly and brazenly attacks police is inherently dangerous to the public. Barnhart wrote an apology letter addressed to an officer he assaulted, saying he was ashamed of his behavior, adding, "I hope one day we can all put aside our petty differences that seem to be tearing our beautiful country apart." Ed Donahue, Washington.
And a Michigan pipe layer who modeled for covers of romance novels has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for assaulting police during the January 6th Capitol riot. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.